You are now listening to The Nate Jackson Show.
What up, beautiful people? You're listening to The Nate Jackson Show. I'll be your host at Mr. Nate Jackson. Thank you for tuning in one more good time. You know what it is. I'm sitting here with hella guests, nigga. So we all just going to say our names and pass the mic around and shit. For one, Rico Lewis is in the building. What up?
What up, what up? You know what it is. Let's go.
My guy Wes is in the building. What up? What's good?
Yo, yo, it's your boy. What's good? AKA Mr. Short, Dark, and Handsome. AKA Mr. Dropping Like It's Cold.
Because sometimes it gets cold. Miss Nika Simone is in the building. What up, Nika?
What's up, 6'2 Diva from West Covina?
My Nika! And then we'll just pass this one right here. Or that one, whatever.
Hi, your lady in the building. Whoop, whoop. Princess of Africa. Princess of everywhere.
Oh, okay.
Hey, everybody. This is Jessalyn coming from Mississippi.
Oh, shit.
Hey, y'all. This is Ray from Florida. What's up? I don't got nothing fancy.
Okay.
I'm just fancy.
You just fancy? Bet. So, listen, I'm going to tell you guys the number to call in now. Not that you need to call in now, but just so that you have it. The number is 818-575-6993. Again, that's 818-575-69. Like the position, 93. Okay? That's the number. Nigga, if you call right now, I'm not answering. Straight up. Because this is part two, and we want to jump right back into it. But the question of the day is, why are so many 25 to 35-year-old eligible women single? Now, I asked this before we went on the air, and I got three different answers from our guests from all over the goddamn world. We have a South African guest who doesn't know if she's single. We have a guest from Mississippi who said, it's y'all fault. And we have a guest from Miami who got some nigga, and she says, it's kind of everybody's fault. Which is why I say she has a nigga, because she's understanding. So let's start off in South Africa. How the fuck are you not sure if you're single? Africans don't play that shit. If you got an African nigga, you know he's your man.
Well, first of all, I'm from South Africa specifically, and that's like on the other side of the world. So he doesn't know what I'm doing this side, so it gets a little bit complicated. And, well, not really. I mean, it's just easier to get away with stuff, so that's why I just say I'm single. But I know I got a man back at home, you know. But I'm just being honest.
You out here fucking?
No, I don't. I'm celibate. I don't sleep around. I'm celibate.
So it doesn't matter if you have a nigga or not.
Yeah, but you know, I'm young. I'm not gonna like, sit up here and lie and be like, yeah, I'm the most faithful person. Yes,
what are you out here kissing niggas and jacking niggas off?
No.
It's not cheating, nigga. Ain't nobody fucking you, then who gives a fuck?
Oh, really? So, I don't know. For me, it's just.
You out here giving head? Like, what are you doing that.
Like,
how do you cheat if you're celibate?
I don't cheat. That's the thing. It's not cheating. It's just so growing up.
Is it like long conversations that you feel unfaithful?
I usually try not to keep them long, you know, because then you get attached and blah, blah, blah. But I just have some fun, you know, like if there's an opportunity to go out with someone or spend some time, like, why not?
Do you tell these niggas you're celibate off top while you're out here dating with a nigga and not giving them no pussy? Are you one of these women that go on the dates for the fun? You out here just eating and shit? I came for the food.
I'm out here just eating, first of all.
I came for the food. Shout out to Sherelle Patrice. Fuck
okay,
that.
You know what? No, it's not like that. First of all, I miss the food back home, so I don't eat out a lot. I try to cook a lot of my South African food. So I invite people over, or I go to people's houses, blah, 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 but I haven't been able to do that because, you know, circumstances. But I usually go out and yeah,
so
but
you
not
just
for food, like for fun, like drinking,
okay,
going to places.
Another thing that's popular is I keep hearing, I can't say this is gonna be for everybody in the room, I don't know everybody's deal, but a lot of women seem to keep saying that they're celibate. Like, out of six women I've spoken to in the last 3-4 days, five of them ain't about that life. You're celibate too? I'm
celibate
right now.
I think half people who say they're celibate, you know the definition of celibate is. Like, that means no masturbation. That means no sexual. Right, exactly.
I mean, but I'm not saying I'm celibate. I'm not celibate.
Okay. Oh, so you fucking.
I mean, I have needs. So if I go on a drought, it's not because I'm celibate. It's just because I ain't.
It's a drought. Right, gotcha.
Yeah, it's just
gotcha.
A drought. But no.
So are you on a drought right now?
Yes.
Okay, and how long has this drought lasted? Don't answer slow. Fuck it. We can be
she
honest.
She gonna answer already. She gonna
answer.
All
right.
I mean, it's been a minute.
Okay, and then how long you think it's gonna be?
Before I get some more.
Yeah. You got anything on deck? Like, soon I'm gonna fuck this nigga, or?
Well, I got a friend that's coming to see me in a few weeks.
So you're importing dick?
Sometimes what you gotta do.
I mean,
There are millions of people in Los Angeles.
I don't know what's going to happen.
There's millions of people in Los Angeles.
It's not like I'm planning. I might even be too busy to do it. I mean, I don't have to have
Hilarious.
It.
That brings us back to her. She said she don't have time.
I know how to please myself. So, I mean, it's not like I just have to have a man to give me my needs. So, I mean, that's not.
I have enough stuff in the drawer. Right.
Yeah. It's not a priority for me.
Y'all should open the drawer and put your pussy in it. Close the drawer. Because
this. You don't need them no more.
Y'all don't even have plans to use your pussy. No, this is ridiculous.
For real. It is what it is. Like, I mean, if it happens, it happens. But it's not like I'm dying over here because I'm not getting it. Like, I know how to please myself. So, it might not be as long as it would if. If I'm finna get it from somebody, but hilarious. It gets the job done.
So you got the magic touch and shit. Huh? Like, it might not be as long when I do it to me, but she in there like boop bow, boop bow. All right, so you are in something. Is it complicated? Is he here? Are you importing dick? Are you rubbing him out?
Wow. I'm gonna just keep that to myself.
Okay.
You know, I'm very private about that, but I will say that. I the celibacy thing, I agree with that totally 100%. I mean, I may not be, but...
You agree 100%.
I agree with it. Like, I respect people's decision. Yeah. I said that, you know, if this relationship that I'm in now, if it were to end, I'm going to be celibate because I'm going to wait.
So if the nigga you with right now ain't your husband, you just going to wait until you find him?
Who said that I want a man?
Touche. You just want to masturbate? You just want to go out and eat? You just want to say fuck all of it and focus on your career?
No, I don't.
These are all the scenarios. Like, you can either be too busy. You're either too busy, too far away, too good at fucking your damn self, or too private about sharing any of this shit.
Yeah. You know, it has to be a level of mystery. And I feel like that's in... I mean, like, honestly, mm-hmm. I think it's...
You're from Florida.
Yeah.
Near Miami.
Yeah.
That's a promiscuous area of the country.
Oh, really?
I was there for a year and a half at Florida Memorial College, and everybody was fucking.
There's everybody on every college campus is fucked in.
Nah, nigga, there's a reason why it's the number one most STD area. Miami and Fort Lauderdale are statistically... You gonna try to deny it? Like,
okay, it is.
This is where Kai is from. My neck, my back, lick my pussy.
From Tampa.
Whatever, she from Florida, nigga. It's all the same thing,
Tampa,
that whole shit.
No, it ain't, because if you from Florida, it's different parts, baby. Even in South Florida. But, you know, I'm just like...
So everybody's promiscuous. If you're not fucking and you're from Florida, then you must have felt like everybody
she's
around you was.
She's dancing the motherfucker
the
night. She's
rich.
What?
It's personal.
But no, I'm just saying. You know, I believe in celibacy, honestly. Because look at Ciara and Russell Wilson. People may, you know, talk about them and how they don't really think so. But, like, honestly, they have, like, a eerie glow about them. They're so happy. It's kind of eerie.
I think he's gay and she's covering
Russell Wilson's not gay. And she's not a beard. But I will tell you this. I'm from Seattle. I'm a Seahawks fan. And I needed him to get some pussy, nigga. He was married when we won the Super Bowl. This nigga gonna come back the next 2 years dating and shit. Nigga, I need you to get you some pussy so you can focus on these goddamn huddle calls. Fuck around and lost 2 years in a row. We supposed to be the champs, nigga. It's supposed to be a trilogy going on.
It had to, I mean, no oral going on at all. They admitted to that. Because I understand that not having sex, I cannot have sex. I've done that for twice in my adult life. I've gone 3 years once and 4 years once without it. But what do you say?
See, I can go forever without sex if I can get head.
Exactly.
Oh my goodness, yes.
That's what I was saying. Like, oh, we're being waiting for marriage, but these motherfuckers is eating each other out every. Are you know what I'm saying? 69 and every damn night.
I tell you,
don't lie to me. Man, come on, Sierra. Be real, bitch. You got a baby.
Shout out to my guy Brian Hooper. He just chimed in on the chat. He says that Florida is HIV city. Laugh out loud. Not that I didn't say that. That's a comment. You can see it for proof.
But you want to know what's funny?
Right there,
he's silly as fuck. Because how is Florida HIV city and Florida's a state?
Hey, I gotta be honest with you.
Good night.
She's pretty quick with it. Listen, we're about to go to the first song. We're going to the first song. This is Tory Lanez, Say It. This is one of my jams. I like it. And then we'll come back from the break. We're gonna take some calls. If y'all want to be in the queue to be on the show, call 818-575-6993. Thank you again for listening. This is Nate Jackson.
The Nate Jackson Show is recorded live and is available on the Spreaker app. All past episodes are available on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Now for some new music on your favorite station.
Keeping it honest, you were one of your niggas if I wasn't whipping this foreign. That's why I came back top down. You gon' have to do more than just say it. You gon' have to do less for you. Do it. Some mommy, you know how I always want you to. You gon' have to do more than just say it. You gon' have to do less for you. Do it. Some mommy, you know how I. So you gon' need to do more than just do it. Do you know? I got dough. Ever since you hopped in, shut my phone, slam my door. You know I know that you been on it, but I've been on it, on the low. So let a young nigga get down on it. Yeah, love when you spin round on it. Yeah, even though a young nigga want you. Shorty, I promise the truth, and when I come down on it, yeah, you love when I'm down on it. Yeah, fuck around, spend time on it. Yeah. So I came back to top. You gon' have to do more than just say it. You gon' have to do less for you. Do it. Some mommy, you know I always want you to. You gon' have to do more than just say it. You gon' have to do less for you. Do it. Some mommy, you know I. So you gon' need to do more than just say it. You know. So let a young nigga get down on it. Yeah, love when you spin round on it. Yeah, even though a young nigga want you. Shorty, I promise the truth, and when I come down on it, yeah, you love when I'm down on it. Yeah, fuck around, spend time on it. Yeah, so I came back top down. You gon' have to do more than just say it. You gon' have to do less for you. Some mommy, you know I always want you to. You gon' have to do more than just say it. You gon' have to do less for you. Some mommy, you know I. So you gon' need to do more than just. Do you know?
To the Nate Jackson Show.
All right, y'all, listen, we are back.
What up, what up, what up?
I got a caller on the line. I'm just gonna jump right.
You gotta call me back?
No, nigga, you on the air now, nigga. We live. What the fuck you mean?
Oh, we on the air. Okay, we live. What's happening? Nate Jackson.
What up,
dog? E-Woo in the house. It's Shay Ree. Yeah. Hey, man. So, I don't know if anybody said this yet, but you know what I mean? Like, it's Shaylon Ree, man. What's happening with you, man? You always been funny. You know what I'm saying? Ever since day one. Yes, sir. Hey, so,
So this is what I wonder if anybody said, or do you need to be refreshed?
I believe I am aware of the topic of why ladies 25 years to 35 years of age, why they're still single.
What's your experience, my G?
My experience is, you know, people change, you know what I mean? Things change, the world changes. And sometimes the ladies, you know, they say they want one thing, but their actions show they want another.
What do you mean?
You want to do... So, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to give you a, you know what I'm saying, a straight up example, but you know what I'm saying? I had some relationships in my life. You know, I'm not going to point no names out or nothing like that, but,
Recently,
there you go promoting, you know what I'm saying? You want me to drop a name on there, start some drama. I feel you. I feel you, you know what I'm saying? That's smart. I like that, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't going to drop no names, but shit, it's probably 10 or 15, 20 girls fit in the category. Because sometimes, you know, the best one is the one that know they crazy. Those are the best ones.
Because they all crazy.
She knows she crazy. She'll, she'll catch herself and she'll be like, I'm being crazy right now. Just let me say what I'm going to say and do what I'm going to do. Mm. You know what I mean? I apologize for being crazy. And then she go off. The ones that don't know they crazy, some of those is in that group of 25 to 35. They just ain't realized they ain't come to terms with the fact that they crazy.
Right.
They're emotional. They're crazy. You know what I'm saying? And we try to love them regardless. But, you know what I'm saying, a recent experience, you know what I mean, a recent experience, oh, you know what I'm saying, go. A girl, you know, she want to have money. She want to have vacations. She want to have all this stuff. But, you know, don't realize that a man can't be at two or three places at once. You know what I'm saying? So if you want the man to go get the bread, you know what I'm saying, do the extra hours, you know what I'm saying, do the, you know, be in the think tank and doing what a man do, you know, when a man come home, he need a meal. He ain't got time to clean all the time. I can't wear an apron and be the CEO at the same time. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes I think just like with everything else in the world, it's unclear expectations or, you know, unreal expectations. If everybody could communicate, which in relationships we don't talk enough, if everybody could communicate the expectations, you know what I'm saying, and try to meet them, you know, at stage one, stage two, stage three, and sometimes women try to cover everything at once. You know, I can't take care of your mama, your cousin, you, me, you know what I'm saying, my kid from the previous relationship, you know what I'm saying. You got to, when you go into it, you got to realize what you're getting into. And sometimes people just kind of jump into it because of attraction or whatever it may be. So recently, you know what I mean, if you want an example, you know what I'm saying, I fell in love again. It's been a long time. But, you know, she wanted, you know, she saw me as one dude, which that's the dude I am. But behind closed doors, I'm a dude that likes to be guarded because I don't want to self-destruct. You know what I'm saying? Like, we like to have fun. We like to get out. But we can't have that self-destructive attitude all the time. You feeling me?
You feeling me? Okay, so right there, I don't have time.
So Shay, I'm gonna be real with you. Like, you had me all the way until whatever the fuck you were talking about without talking about on the end. Because I understand what you're saying about needing to know who they are before you step in, and people have a representative when you first meet somebody. That ain't them, nigga. Like, you gotta loosen all that shit up. But this shit about being guarded and finna explode, nigga. What are you talking about? Now I got a feeling Wes is like that too, because he's sitting here like a ninja on the low. Shay, hey,
you want me to explain a little bit more
I do, because if you don't, I'm hanging up, nigga. So yeah, you have to.
I appreciate it.
Thanks for
No, I'm not hanging up on you. I want you to tell me what you're talking about.
All right. So what I'm saying is basically the dude that you meet, he at the club, he wilding out, he doing this, he doing that. That can't be an everyday thing. That's all that I'm saying. Because when we get home, that dude that was fun, that dude that spent $300 on you or whatever it was, the next day going to be different. And sometimes they...
Because they be finding these girls in the club. I'm a strong believer in you not going to find your one or the person you want to fall in love with in the club. Because guess where you at? In the club. You know,
it ain't even got to be a club, though. That applies to everything. I just said the club because that's what more people can relate to. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
But that goes to every category, falling back to the expectations again. That's why I think things fail, is because of unclear expectations. And ultimately, we don't talk enough. You know what I'm saying? We don't communicate enough the expectations.
Shit, I like to go to the club every now and then, and I'm a successful woman. I'm doing what I'm doing. But when that's your lifestyle, that's the difference. So, can love be found? Shit, there's real people in the club who just came out to come out. But going to look for love, that's totally different. So I think that just depends on anywhere you go. You got to pay attention to people's character and their behaviors and figure out what their motives are. And if shit don't feel comfortable at first, don't do it. And if you know you got problems, then you need to be guarded and shit. I need you to be able to run my household as a man so I can have your back. But you need me to guard it? I'm just looking like I need you to have your shit together. The older I get and I'm getting my shit more and more together, I don't have time for you to be my same age and still got mama issues. I don't have time for it. That's what I mean. I got mommy and daddy issues.
So I got misunderstood. What I meant by guarded is not guarded by you. Not guarded by you, but guarded against the world. Guarded against you. Not you guard me, but guarded against you and the things that you want that may not make sense for where we're trying to go. Back to the communication again, we don't know where we going sometimes. Mm-hmm. And sometimes ladies, you know what I'm saying, we all get twisted up, and the lady, she want to go that way and he want to go this way, but we ain't never talk about it. That's what I'm saying. That we need to talk sense, about bro. It, and if we do it as a team, it's going to be more successful. We ain't never a team. That's the thing. Is she got hurt and the ulterior motives. That's what I'm talking about communication, because she says she wants this, but you watch what she do. You watch what she say. You make a mistake, and she really didn't want that.
You're saying she's saying one thing and doing an entirely different thing as far as the destination.
Exactly.
All that time y'all spending, all y'all interactions should be going somewhere. And are y'all trying to take it to the same place? And that's what you're saying is all fucked up right now.
She's saying, baby, I can't believe the house ain't clean. Now, what about that vacation? Where the money at? It ain't about the money. I'm just saying it's just about the expectation. So if we go, hey, let's focus on the vacation.
To me, it sounds like you had a woman who you got with based off looks, because purely off looks and, you know, lust. Because if you had your real woman, you wouldn't be worried about that. A real woman.
You know what? You kind of right. You kind of right. You kind of right, because I'm a man. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. You right.
Yeah, you right. Hey, man, I appreciate you for calling in. We about to crunch that and break it all the way down to a tidbit.
All right. Appreciate it. Stay up.
Man, keep listening, bro. Thanks for calling in.
All right. Yep. Later.
All right. Listen. So, I think it breaks down to this, what we're talking about, breaks down into expectations. Women are expecting too much shit. His woman was expecting too much time for him. Like, there's only one him. So he felt stressed between what he got to do at work, what he got to do at home, and the life he's leading. His expectation may have been unrealistic because he went and got him a bad bitch and expected her to be at the crib taking care of that shit. Meanwhile, she's like, nigga, I met you in the club and you spent $300 on me every time I seen you in the club. Who is this nigga at the house, and where's the nigga I like from the club?
Right, the funder.
Exactly. This nigga done made it rain on the bitch and made her think that it was going to be partly cloudy forever.
Yeah.
Got to the house and she realized that this nigga...
relationship goals.
Yeah, so we got to be realistic about what we want. That's what I think. I think at the end of the day that kind of breaks down to why there is so many single eligible women right now, is because people don't have realistic expectations. You guys seem like you kind of do, but we've been speaking to some different people and they're all over the place. All over the place. We spoke to a young lady who said she wants to date a nigga where off top she can tell he has drive and ambition.
No, she said drive and money.
Drive and money.
And it turned out to be money and a lot of it.
Money and, yeah, like if you don't have, she's looking for a millionaire.
Right. She'll forgive him if he got enough money.
Yeah. She'll let the nigga have a side bitch, all of this stuff for the million. That's not a realistic expectation, because when we talked to her and looked at what she had going on under a closer lens, we found out she trying to get her own little shit together. Yeah. So you want a millionaire nigga to get with you and your shit in shambles, that you're not even
that's
the woman that the
never gonna happen.
You're not the woman the millionaire wants.
Kimora Lee Simmons got scooped up at 17. Bitch, if you ain't got scooped up yet, you
shit,
by a millionaire. If that's your dream, never is. I'm sorry. If that's your dream, shouldn't nothing good come to you. Bottom line, if that's your dream, you might as well start selling pussy now. Because that's what you doing for your career. And at the end of the day, you want to say that you married a millionaire for his money so that you can get a career to divorce him later? Bitch, you're a hoe. You're just a high paid one. You're a high paid prostitute. Fuck your career and how you got it.
Let me tell you something. Mika's mad.
Because I'm tired of women just subjecting themselves. Listen, like that, and then want the respect of a real woman.
Hold the mic back some. One, two. call in 818-575-6993. And I want to hear from the woman who says, I'm not no escort. I'm not no prostitute, bitch. I want a man who's well off. This is what I want. Like, I want ease of life. It's not about selling pussy. And furthermore, ain't everybody selling pussy out this motherfucker?
Yeah, everybody. Yes.
I don't sell pussy. I take their dick. And I send you off on your way after.
So one thing that I was talking about with Nate was that every pussy has a price. You know what I mean? Some women, it's literally a cash value. Other people, it's time invested in. But at the end of the day, a woman says, okay, you put enough time on me, I'm giving this to you. Because it's something that I have, that I possess, and I'm giving it to you. But it costs a price. Not to get super religious, but same thing, you know, it's Easter time. God died for our sins, right? It was a price. It wasn't necessarily a monetary thing, but it's the same thing as far as your own body. You will give it to somebody, and sometimes these new generation women that are, I don't know if they're all amateur reality stars minded or whatever, these hood rat chicks, they have this whole mindset of
T-Ray Davis.
At the end of the day, I can give it to you, you know what I mean? But you gotta show me the money first. And then once you show me the money, that's what my value is, so I can give you what I value based on cash. You know what I mean? And that's a problem.
I don't need your money. I'd rather you have quality dick. Because I already have my own money and I'm going to get more. So what you doing, us bringing our shit together makes us a better whole. I just want to make sure you got quality dick if I want to even see you tomorrow and the next day and afterwards. Otherwise, it's a waste of my time. That's it. That's all for me. At this day and age for me, I have my career going. I'm doing what I'm doing. My son's taken care of. At this point in time, listen, a man's supposed to add something extra to me, and it better be great dick. Besides your great conversation and other things, and then I call dick, you when listen, I feel like
let me
like
tell you
it.
Something. All dick ain't created equal.
It ain't.
Listen.
It ain't.
Even the same dick. A nigga fuck the shit out of you on a Tuesday. On a Wednesday, this nigga ain't shit.
Maybe he just had a bit.
No, you want to throw it back on Wednesday. A nigga heard that clap. No. Plop, 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 plop. This the fuck the shit out of my ex. And then I start busting quick, nigga, for about 4 months. I could not get more than 8 minutes out of this thing. It was terrible, nigga. I was trying to refuck. Like, I just got, look, it's going to be 8, 16, 24, 36, because I cannot hit you for the 36 like I used to. I don't know what's wrong.
That's hilarious.
Then I had some Hennessy one night, got fucked up drunk, throwing up off this Hennessy, and I fucked her for the whole R. Kelly CD, the first song played twice. That's how much I fucked this
That's
bitch. Okay?
Too long.
After that, I went back into my time zone.
I don't like it for that long.
But I had reset. I had reset. You know what I'm saying?
I got shit to do in the morning.
Yeah.
Get this one good time and good night.
That's what you, yeah, but if a nigga 8 minutes though, you're gonna be mad to the motherfucker.
If it's a great 8 minutes and you know what you're doing.
Okay,
then.
What if it's 8 minutes and you was finna another 8 minutes and 3 seconds?
What do you mean?
Look, she just moaned. Why we do the 8 minutes then?
If I did what?
If he came before you did. You was about to, but he
you're like, nigga,
he
I'm finna. And he was like,
he
double.
Needs to.
No. He came when you said about to.
You're supposed to be able to get past that point. Isn't that what Cat Williams said? You get the hunch in your back after you come. You should be able to still keep it hard. Well, my Atlanta boo knows how.
Okay, shout out to the Atlanta boo. Again,
I ain't
listen.
Gonna lie though, I will be pissed because it's like you right there, and everybody know how I feel when you finna come. So if you get your, it's unfair. So you get yours and I can't get mine. Like that's
he's
selfish.
He's supposed to finish. He's supposed to go down after that or something.
I'm
it's his dick.
Like
it's
that.
Like, but it's, if it's a man. Rhythm going and you once you nut,
ain't nobody eating no beat up pussy. I don't give a fuck. Okay, there's niggas out here doing that, but let me tell you something.
Hey,
I pass.
It's your dick. It's
pussy
your
don't
dick.
Even taste the same. It tastes beat up, nigga. It tastes sensitive. That motherfucker tastes like you're licking a cut, nigga. I cannot do it. Say what you want, nigga. But a pussy that just got panties pulled off of it tastes different than a pussy that been fucked on. And it ain't got nothing to do with nut. Listen, we going to a song. Thank y'all for listening to the show. When we come back from the song, I'm taking another caller for the back half of the show. Again, the number is 818-575-6993. Make sure y'all call in. If you want, just chat on the actual post. You guys can comment and chat, and I can see that, and we're addressing that live. I'm going to go to a song that's kind of similar to what Nika said. She says she ain't got time. So this is Q. I ain't got time.
Now for some new music on your favorite station.
Time. That's something you can't get back.
Shout my hip-hop since 1987, niggas. Hip-hop since 1987.com.
The bitch said she want to fuck. What you tell her? I told her I ain't had time. Counting this money taking up too much of my time. Use it wisely. You never know when your time gonna be out. You did? Q.
I ain't got time to fuck no bitches. I ain't got time to go on no dates. I ain't got time to be out here tricking. I ain't got time, cause time don't wait. I ain't got time to nickel and dime. I ain't got time to get no sleep. I ain't got time to waste my time. I ain't got time to drag my feet. I ain't got time, I ain't got time. I ain't got time, I ain't got no time. I ain't got no motherfucking time to be getting caught with nicks and dimes. I ain't got time, I ain't got time. I ain't got time, I ain't got no time. I ain't got no motherfucking time to be out here playing, wasting no time.
was in Times Square cooling on Broadway for the first time. I wasn't even there whole day, okay, see, I would've spent the 4-way, but I ain't had time. It was straight from the airport right to the plug, doing business over lunch, wasn't no playtime. Then right back to the airport at the gate, had Joe bitch on FaceTime. Might pop Molly, made the time move forward. Might sit lean, so the time move slow. My bitch mad, I ain't got time for her. Only time I see her through these new times. I got a short temper for the bullshit, I can't keep calm. Any second, I could go off like a ticking time bomb. I ain't got time to fuck no bitches. I ain't got time to go on no dates. I ain't got time to be out here tricking. I ain't got time, cause time don't wait. I ain't got time to nickel and dime. I ain't got time to get no sleep. I ain't got time to waste my time. I ain't got time to drag my feet. I ain't got time, I ain't got time, I ain't got time, I ain't got no time. I ain't got no motherfucking time to be getting caught with nicks and dimes. I ain't got time, I ain't got time, I ain't got time, I ain't got no time. I ain't got no motherfucking time to be out here playing, wasting no time. Hey, young rich nigga made a milli, y'all for swiping. Hey, back for the first time, had the world going nuts on one line.
Yo, nigga.
One time for the real niggas, time. Two times for the drug dealers, three times for the trill niggas, hey. Four times for the young niggas, what? And I got five shots for you dumb niggas. Once upon a time in the hood near you, a nigga hit a lick in the jug near you. Tryna duck one time, get on my rear view. I'ma tell you one time about Q. I got a short temper for the bullshit, I can't keep calm. Any second, I could go off like a ticking time bomb. I ain't got time to fuck no bitches. I ain't got time to go on no dates. I ain't got time to be out here tricking. I ain't got time, cause time don't wait. I ain't got time to nickel and dime. I ain't got time to get no sleep. I ain't got time to waste my time. I ain't got time to drag my feet. I ain't got time, I ain't got time, I ain't got time, I ain't got no time. I ain't got no motherfucking time to be getting caught with nicks and dimes. I ain't got time, I ain't got time, I ain't got time, I ain't got no time. I ain't got no motherfucking time to be out here playing, wasting no time.
Hey, your time is up now. Thank you kindly. Hey, let me get right here. Appreciate it. Q.
24 Life app from 24 Hour Fitness is America's hottest new fitness and health magazine, bringing you the training secrets of the fitness leaders and the latest workouts with video instructions. World-class training advice coming from the world's top exercise scientists. 24 Life's recipes not only taste good, they're good for you. And in its lifestyle pages, 24 Life shows you how to look great and enjoy the rewards of your hard work in the gym. 24 Life app. Get it free for your smartphone or tablet from the App Store and Google Play.
The Nate Jackson Show is recorded live and is available on the Spreaker app. All past episodes are available on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts from.
All right, so we're back. We had a hell of a conversation during that little break. We're not even going to share that. It's just going to be part of the whole experience of being here. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to be here to hear that, but just know... somebody had sex 72 times for that night. Okay? We just leave it at that. And somebody else been fucking while they people been hunching and they ain't been on the same page. We're not going to say who, but it just is what it is.
Don't do me like that. All
right, so again, if you want to call in right now, 818-575-6993. I'm going to take the show in another direction now since we got all these ladies leaning in and y'all are attentive right now. Let's say for just a moment that the reason why you guys are single or not married or not like in deep love isn't your fault. It's not. It's the fuck niggas out there. It's these niggas is out. The niggas is lame. Niggas is doing love wrong. They just doing something wrong. What, in your opinion, are niggas doing wrong? If you could give the perfect nigga who's fucking up some advice, what is it?
Stop worrying about what people think.
Into the mic, though.
Like, just stop worrying about... it's like, most of these guys, or I'll say boys, most of them, they're worried about, oh, how their friends gonna look at them if they get, like, you know, get on another level with a woman, or their woman. Mm-hmm. They don't want their friends to see, like, oh, okay, my friends, I don't want them to see me getting all lovey-dovey with my woman. So... they act a certain way. It's
yep.
Like, don't do that. Express your love. If you love this woman, if you care about it, express it. Don't worry about what they say.
Not real nigga talk.
I mean.
Okay. Before we, yeah, you can say that because I'm just saying.
Well, I just think, you know, like you said, you're messing with boys, so I think it just comes down to guy confidence. You know what I mean? Like, if a nigga's confident, I don't care what the right thinks. You know what I mean? So, like, I think, and I think with relationships too, man. it's a private thing. You know what I mean? It's between y'all two. And a lot of people get it misconstrued by making it a public thing. It's not about y'all relationship on Instagram. It's not about what other people say. If you keep it between y'all two, like, you know, nothing can break that bond. You know what I mean? So, hope that's real niggas out.
Well, a real nigga said it. We might as well see. He came off the wall like, yeah, you were fucking with little boys, bitch. I'm a man. What do you think? What's your advice?
Well, in my opinion, like, I just feel like it's built into men, like, their genes, or I don't know what, their psyche, to be liars and cheaters and misleading. Like, even in our African culture, men are allowed to have more than one wife because they know that this nigga's gonna do it anyway. So why not just legitimize it? Like, the best type of guy, the nerdiest guy, the buffest guy, the any type of guy, they always end up, like, fucking up and cheating or, like, lying or doing something. So, I don't know. I think
people are scared. You know what I mean? I think people are scared to be, you know, just real and honest. You know what I mean? And I think...
This is what's good. In case y'all don't know who came in with the smooth Barry White, he's been chilling on this episode, so I'm going to reintroduce him at What's Good, WUZGOOD. Yeah. Follow him, director, producer, extraordinaire. Apparently, he's a lover.
I keep it real. You know, I don't like to lie. You know, I think it took me a long time to get to this point. And, you know, when I finally got there, I was just like, I'm chilling. You know what I mean? I don't care what anybody says. And I keep, you know, I keep my relationship. You know, my relationship, and then everything else I just like to have fun with, you know what I mean? So, like, as long as, you know, she's happy, she's cool, we're cool, like, you could do whatever the fuck you want, you know what I mean? Because I'm confident, and, like, I feel like this, I feel like, if someone was to cheat, let them cheat, you know what I mean? I'm not gonna fight nobody, I'm not gonna chase anybody down, like, that's you, that's your fuck up, you know what I mean? I'm gonna keep it moving, no matter what, and I think that's...
Like, let them cheat on you?
Yeah, if I was with a girl and she cheated on me, I'm not gonna fucking trip. Like,
there's no repercussions?
No.
Okay, let me tell you something.
This is what I'm saying. Like, it's a wrap.
Yeah, that's good. Listen, so I feel everything you're saying. I mean, like, I'm an honest nigga too. Like, I keeps it real. But if you cheat on me, bitch, I'm gonna boil your clothes. All your shit finna be white.
If when I was younger, you know, the reason why people cheat is because people are insecure. You know what I mean? Like, you know, if someone's gonna cheat on me, it's because I'm insecure or I'm fucking hounding about some bullshit. Like, who's that nigga? Why, who are you texting? What is that? Who's slitting your DMs? All them fucking dumbass questions.
Okay, so that's when you incite the cheating.
Yeah, but
now, there are people who've been cheated on who ain't did shit.
It's insecurity.
It's just a better looking nigga that came along.
I'm just saying, insecurity is bred by... It's because of a better looking nigga.
It's not necessarily a better looking nigga. Something about that person made me.
Something about that person is something that you're not
interested in the first place.
Exactly.
What'd you say?
I'm not. You're not doing enough for that person. That's why they're cheating. You know what I mean? Like, you're not completing.
No, why have I cheated?
Yeah, I'm just saying. Like,
did you have a good nigga that you cheated on? Women have women have pulled their panties to the side knowing damn well they got a great man. Like, I should not be doing this.
There's something missing.
But Trey Songz is in town. Like, they be
doing but you know what it was? Growing up, I've been 6'2 since I was 12. And then, like,
yeah. You was 12 this bitch?
12, I was. 6 foot at 10.
Shit.
And I would get made fun
of
by
her teacher.
This was a tetherball queen. Yeah.
You did not get it past me. But but being as tall as I was at a young age, like, of course I got made fun of. Like, I was shit. If boys would come in the quad when I was in junior high to fight me. Like, you trying to beat her up. Like, so I was always fighting.
Yeah.
So I never really had the self-esteem that I have now. Mm-hmm. Once I got my first boy, like, real boyfriend, which was my son's father, we 5 years later ended up having a kid. But he was a good dude then. And, you know, there's no reason for me. 100%, there was no reason for me to cheat on him.
But
because when that bitch started to understand her
so
look
you,
and
you
under,
blossomed and
when
shit.
I blossomed.
My fucking little black swan
and
shit.
When I blossomed, I didn't Ugly know how Duckling. To handle the attention that was coming to me. I know why I did it now that I'm grown. But at the time, I wasn't going to tell him. But I didn't know how to handle all the attention.
Yeah.
Damn it, he is cute. That guy would never talk to me before. So for me, it was...
So there's another layer to this that I want to ask real quick before, because this shit is valid. But so, curiosity killed the cat.
For me.
For a reason.
That's her
you had, but she had her first real boyfriend, a serious relationship, 5 years strong, had a son, and curiosity drove her to other niggas.
Before I got pregnant, in your experience.
She's a kid, though. She's a kid, though. That's the difference between...
No, she's not a kid then.
She was 17 to 20.
You're a kid. Like a mom.
Yeah,
buddy.
I was 17. I met my son when I was 22.
Listen, maturity isn't what I'm getting at. Just for a second, my question is, you fucked the mother nigga. Do you feel like that was a fun experience? Or do you feel like baby daddy had, he had everything, you should have just stayed where you was at? Like, was it worth it? Like, did somebody fuck the brakes off your ass? And he was like, woo!
Oh, I'm glad I found that out. I'm glad I was.
Everybody got to have their host stage.
I'm glad
everybody
I'm not with
him. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got to do that.
I would have never known that dick could be great.
I think it comes in phases.
I think it's a cycle.
Because seriously, like, you get broke up with, and then your whole face kick right in. Like, okay, man.
Yeah, I mean, if you never had a whole
face. Hey, we got a caller. Might as well take them because they're here.
Keeping it real.
What up? Your number is unknown, but you have called into the Nate Jackson Radio Show, so what's happening? Let me get them 2 cents about you. What you think?
Hello?
Yeah. Wow.
What up, Nate?
What up, pimp?
This is Teezy the Barber, man.
Oh, what up, Teezy?
What's up with it, man?
Man, we just doing the show. I want to know your 2 cents, man. Why are these hoes single?
I'm going to keep it real.
Keep it real. Don't keep it fake. And do it in 2 minutes, whatever you do.
Most of them ain't got no morals in no direction.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead.
I feel they ain't got no morals in no direction, man. A lot of them ain't got no direction. I don't know where they're going or where they're trying to head to. So it's hard to collaborate with somebody like that.
Looking at the video, you're looking at that ass and not the brain.
Oh, no.
So you saying you said the reason that these women is lost, nigga. They just out here blowing like tumbleweeds in the wind. They ain't got no purpose. They ain't purpose. They don't know when they got a good thing, man. Is that what you're saying?
And I'm not saying all of them. I'm saying, in my area, a lot of them like that. It might not be somewhere else, but where
in Tacoma, Washington.
In Tacoma, Washington,
nigga, we got a problem in Tacoma, Washington. Every woman in town is fucking the same 14 niggas.
Exactly.
That's where it is.
That's what it is. It don't make it no better with this social media, because you could be dating a bride that's about a 3, maybe a 4. On Facebook, she a 9 or a 10. So at the house, you know, she meeting in between. She thinking she an 8. But she got to come back down to this 4 where you belong at.
Because every time she out the house, she's the representative. You're like, bitch, this ain't even you. All that attention you're getting is fake as fuck. Come back to the house with that big ass bonnet you got on, bitch, and see if any of these niggas. You know what I'm saying? Take your ass to the club with your goddamn contacts out and your eyebrows not filled in.
That's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's crazy, bro. But
I ain't got no problem with no foe. Because I was always caught.
You was on what?
2 nickels make a dime, right?
Yeah.
Well, if I got 2 of them, I got a dime.
So 2 fives, you gonna get two, that's 1 dime? Let me tell you something. 2 fives is just a loud, ugly party. That's not...
2 nickels. Two nickels. I need at least a 5.
This is the thing, and I'll probably save this for another show to get into it, but having multiple women of a certain caliber does not add to having one woman that is phenomenal, in my opinion. But if we're just going off looks and all that. Hey, look, man, TZ, we running short on time, bro. I wish you would have picked that phone up and dialed that motherfucker earlier, because we got a minute and a half left, and I got 337 guests that I want to tell you.
Well, I'm fucking with you, man. I'm on here. Whenever you on there, let me know. I'm on this motherfucker.
My nigga, TZ. Thank you for calling in, G.
All right, Nate.
Bet. All right, so... We just did one episode that ran long, so we did a second episode, and this motherfucker ran long. So we just gonna, we cut this shit. Okay. Everybody pick up a mic and pass it and just say where they can find you, because I want people to keep in contact with you guys. Everyone here is in the industry except for Rico, and he starting to look like he like it. So say your name, where they can find you.
My name is Demyra Raven Payne. It's spelled funny. That's Demyra Raven, Ravyne, Payne, Payne. You know.
6195
on Facebook. Or find me on Instagram, D_DOT_RAY.
Bet. Yours?
You can find me on Instagram, me, myself, NB. That's MEMYSELF, the letter N, BEY, as in Beyonce.
Bet. Naleti?
You can find me on Instagram and Snapchat as Naleti Koza, NYELETIKHOZA.
Bet. Nika?
Nika Simone, the Nika Simone, TheNikaSimone, TheNikaSimone. That's everything. Check out what I'm doing.
Wes?
Yo. My name is Wes Good. I'm on the internet.
And Rico, goddammit, is, what is it? At